Welcome back to the deep dive on DTW 2026 Day 1, where we're cutting through the hype to see what actually matters for storage and AI. Today, I want to zero in on one massive shift: how Dell is redefining the exascale exascale architecture to stop forcing customers into a single storage mode.
That's the right angle, Alex. Dell is essentially bundling PowerScale, ObjectScale, Lightning File System, and PowerFlex onto common hardware to create a true 4-in-1 software-defined stack. This means a partner can sell platform flexibility to hyperscalers or neoclouds without locking them into a specific storage protocol upfront.
That sounds ideal on paper, but does this actually solve the replatforming nightmare, or is it just a marketing layer over the same underlying silos? I'm skeptical if it's truly seamless or if we're just seeing a different version of the same legacy constraints.
It's a genuine architectural shift, not just a wrapper. Think of it like moving from specialized trains to a unified highway system, where the cargo container format is the only thing that matters, not the destination. A workload can start as high-performance file data on Lightning and seamlessly transition to object storage for AI training without ever needing a data migration project or a new physical rack.
Let's push on that seamless claim, because in my experience, data formats rarely play nice without friction. What happens when an HPC application needs low-latency access while an AI cluster is simultaneously ingesting petabytes of unstructured data on that same hardware pool?
The magic is in the software-defined layer, decoupling the physical hardware from the logical service. Dell is using a unified metadata engine to manage access policies dynamically, so the storage doesn't care if the workload is a legacy database or a modern LLM training job. It's like a smart traffic controller that routes packets based on urgency, ensuring the AI cluster gets the bandwidth it needs without starving the HPC application.
That's a compelling analogy, but what about the partner ecosystem? If we're talking about GSI partners, how does this change their sales motion or the way they structure deals for enterprise customers who are terrified of vendor lock-in?
It fundamentally changes the conversation from buying a box to buying a capability. Partners can now propose a single architecture that absorbs changing workload patterns over years, which reduces the risk of replatforming. Instead of forcing a customer to choose between file or object storage today, the partner can sell a platform that adapts as the customer's AI strategy matures.
I see the strategic value, but does this convergence with the Dell AI data platform actually solve the governed data preparation problem you mentioned, or does it just give them faster storage for messy data?
It specifically targets the governance gap by integrating HCL and Dell AI data platform to ensure data is prepared and indexed before it even hits the AI models. This isn't just about raw speed. It's about making sure the data is clean, secure, and ready for inference, which is where most enterprise AI programs currently stall.
That brings up a critical nuance. What if a customer has a hybrid environment with legacy systems that don't fit this new software-defined mold? Does this exascale stack force a complete rip-and-replace, or can it integrate with older PowerStore arrays?
The architecture is designed to be additive, not purely replacement-based. You can layer this new exascale software over common hardware to modernize specific segments while keeping legacy systems running, essentially creating a hybrid bridge. The key is that the software layer abstracts the differences, allowing the newer AI workloads to run on the optimized pool while older data stays accessible on traditional tiers.
And speaking of optimization, how does the CyberVault Next story fit into this massive data fabric? If you're aggregating all that data for AI, aren't you creating a massive target for ransomware that needs immediate, distinct protection?
That's exactly why the convergence with PowerProtect 1 and CyberDetect is non-negotiable in this new model. By tying detection, vaulting, and recovery together at the platform level, cyber recovery becomes a board-level discussion rather than an IT afterthought. It ensures that the governed data isn't just ready for AI, but is also immutable and recoverable if something goes wrong.
So if a GSI partner wants to use this, what's the specific trigger to pitch this to a customer right now? Is it just any new AI initiative, or does it require a specific type of organizational pain point?
The sweet spot is when a customer is already in a VMware alternative or modernization conversation, as the PowerStore Elite and Exascale stack can serve as the backbone for that transition. You pitch this when they realize they can't keep buying point solutions for every new workload type, and they need a single architecture that scales from sandbox to hyperscale without constant re-architecting.
One last edge case: what if the public announcement for PowerStore Elite doesn't land until May 19, as you noted? Does that delay the entire strategy, or does the exascale concept stand on its own regardless of the specific hardware SKU?
The exascale concept is the strategic North Star, but the PowerStore Elite launch will provide the concrete hardware validation to cement the primary storage refresh narrative. While the exascale architecture is viable now, the specific cleanest refresh angle needs that official announcement to fully resonate with the field and the partners executing the sales.
So the takeaway is that Dell is moving from selling storage hardware to selling a flexible, governed data fabric that can grow with AI and cyber threats, rather than just faster disks.
Precisely. It's about giving partners the agility to sell a unified platform that adapts to the customer's evolving needs, rather than forcing them into a rigid storage mode that will become obsolete in a year.
Exactly. The core lesson is that true flexibility in the AI era means having a storage foundation that can handle any workload, protect any data, and scale without a complete overhaul.
And as Michael Dell himself often says, innovation is not about what you can do, it's about what you can enable others to do. That's the spirit behind this new exascale approach, enabling customers to scale their AI ambitions without hitting a wall.